A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about this vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The word of the Lord. I'm in the middle of a trip through Asia. 3 countries, 30 days. Oh, so many new things. I just can't even begin. And I wish I was one of those people who never worried about things. When I traveled, I just could enjoy the differences, but I always worry. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know, do I have enough money? I don't know if I'm going to be able to find my way. I don't. Oh. And so I know that when I die, I'm going to be afraid, because there's no country more different than death. And I wish I could just say, "Oh no, it'll be such peace," but no. Like the transfiguration today, when that cloud came over Peter and God's voice comes down, I could think, what a beautiful, powerful, wonderful thing. What could be better? And what was Peter's response? Fear. I get that. I get that. So when I die, I expect to be afraid. But then I expect that next part. When Jesus reaches out and touches me and says, "Do not be afraid." And there is just Jesus and no one else. And fear melts away. And then you'll know that this new land is your home. And in the end, it's just Jesus that matters. Well, that's when I die, but I'm still alive. And that's the other thing about this transfiguration reading. The transfiguration revealed to Peter, James, and John who Jesus was. As he's talking with Moses and Elijah, and he gets brighter and brighter because they see who he is. He's the one who talks with Moses and Elijah. Wow! They understand him a little better. So in this life, it's not like it's just Jesus and all peace. In this life, I find Jesus here in Thailand, Jesus talking with a Buddhist monk. And that monk has something to reveal to me about Jesus. Or maybe it's my neighbor. Or maybe it's that stranger passing on the street or the tuk-tuk driver. In our world here, there will be many things that could cause us fear, but what they really are is Jesus being revealed to us. And we need to open our eyes to that dialogue and understand through that dialogue, through everybody that we meet, who Jesus is in the fullness. Let these other voices make Jesus shine for us. In the end, there is only Jesus. But along the way, Jesus converses with many voices. And today, let us be open to those many voices.